Like a good day to crawl back under the covers. Can we give people permission to do that?
Can we write
them a note?
Uplifting message on the radio from...
Well, doesn't it look like a day to crawl back under the covers?
Professor Positive.
It's summer vacation. Kids are doing that without permission.
Wow. You would think if you are a big-time drug lord south of the border that, you're smart about things. You stay low. You don't go out in public very much. You kind of have, you know, your protection out there, and you're smart about things, right? Nope. 48-year-old Jose Diaz Barajas is a major Mexican drug trafficker and apparently a huge soccer fan. He went to see Mexico's World Cup match against Brazil yesterday, and boy, was he disappointed. Not just in the 0-0 score, he got arrested. And why did he get arrested? Because this tool bought the tickets under his own name. When he arrived at the airport in Rio de Janeiro on Monday night.
Call Mr. Rojas, tickets yes. For Mr. Rojas.
maybe it was because he tried to pay for them with a giant brick of Coke. I don't know. Anyway, when he arrived at the airport Monday night with his wife and two kids, law enforcement officials were waiting for him. He had been one of the most wanted drug traffickers in the U.S. for years, so eventually he'll be extradited here to face charges. DE agent by the name of Mike, get this, Vigil. That's a great name for a DEA agent. Yeah.
Like Scott Ernest is the new White House spokesperson.
Sure he is. Says they're always on the lookout for drug lords during the World Cup because they're huge soccer fans and apparently can't resist going to the games.
It's like every cop show, they always show the drug guys in their little hiding place, and they're all watching soccer on TV.
Always.
Yeah.
22-year-old guy in Michigan tried to get some drugs into a cell, drugs and cell phones to his buddies in prison on the weekend. He stuffed them into a football and threw them over the prison fence. But apparently, not really very physical. He didn't have the arm for it. The football landed between the fences.
Nah.
Guards grabbed it, and he was arrested. Let's see. An 85-year-old gentleman by the name of Takeo Nita of Hashimoto, Japan, has been stalking a woman for quite a while. She is 80-year-old great-grandmother. He met her because she was sharing a hospital room with his wife while his wife was dying. So after his wife passed away, he started stalking her roommate. 6 months. He'd been leaving her phone messages like, "I'm waiting outside your house," and eventually broke into her house. He was arrested and is now facing stalking charges in Japan, which carry a shorter sentence than they do here. But anyway, that would give you the opportunity to think, gosh, I've lost faith in humanity. No. We restore it now with this.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Double whoops.
There's a bit of controversy over whether Miss USA met all the requirements to represent Nevada in the pageant. But since she looks really hot in a bathing suit, Donald Trump will not be asking to see her birth certificate.
Huh. Well, somebody said yesterday she doesn't know what the capital of Nevada is, and she's Miss Nevada.
She was asked that.
She was on a radio station.
She was on a New York City radio show. Right.
Yeah, and they said, hey, by the way, what's the capital of your state?
I don't know.
But I think we should all be for peace and love and help the children.
Look, I'm wearing shorts.
Disney Channel star Zendaya will play Aaliyah in an upcoming biopic. And if you'd like to see the blankest look ever, explain that to my grandfather. After undergoing back surgery, Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo is apparently going to be at full strength in no time. The news was greeted with jubilation from every other team in the division.
I was so happy when the Bears signed Jay Cutler long term.
A Florida couple was caught having intimate relations in the courtyard of their retirement home. The residents became suspicious when they heard the moaning, and it wasn't coming from the bathroom.
Oh, man.
A new study claims that the internet is ruining our ability to read. It also claims that the internet is ruining the way we talk. OMG, that is so cray-cray. Gas prices have reached a 6-year high. Also reaching a 6-year high, Willie Nelson. A group of nuns is suing to shut down a strip club next to their convent in Stone Park, Illinois. The noise from the club apparently is keeping them up, and the sisters are going to have none of that. Doctors have cured a Bolivian girl's uncontrollable laughing fits, reportedly by locking her in a room and making her listen to this show. A Detroit man was arrested for trying to throw a football stuffed with drugs over the wall of a prison. Huh, football stuffed with drugs. Michael Irvin refers to that as a football. And as I reported, his pass was short. He also now faces charges of impersonating a Lions quarterback. And as we probably mentioned, GM has recalled 3.1 million vehicles due to ignition issues. This is very, very serious. GM has also recalled a time about 50 years ago when they actually made quality cars. That is all of the news that we could possibly bring to you at this time. Please use it for good and not for evil.
Now, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do drugs, and I like to stay clean. I get into an argument all the time with a friend of mine about drugs because nobody knows what to do about drugs anymore. My friend always says, you know, if you legalize drugs, people won't take them anymore. Which, I think is kind of a stupid argument myself. I think the only way people would ever stop taking drugs is if you made them legal, but to get them, you had to pick them up at the Department of Motor Vehicles. What do you mean this isn't a crack line? I've been on this line for 2 hours. This sucks. I'm going straight. Forget about it.
The News Station. AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.